this is Lewis Kay, and I just saw Brighton Beach Memoir. It was pretty good, but it didn't have a plot. But I do recommend it because it's really funny and witty.
Yeah, and I'm Andrew Winner, and I'm 14, but it makes no difference. And I just like to say I saw American Tail, and it's a good movie, but there are some, how should I say it? There are some lines that I don't think should be for younger kids. Like with, there's one part where they're talking about gays, which is this line. And otherwise, I think it's a real good movie, great musical, great animation by Steven Spielberg. And on a Franken scale of 1 to 10, no, just kidding, I rated it a 7 or an 8. And not to mention, The Little Shop of Horrors, funny but too much singing.
Thank you.
Bye.
Interesting observation, Little Shop of Horrors has too much singing. Right. Well, I always thought it had a lot of flashy music in it, but I never really got the idea that it had a lot of sinking in it. Right. What we'll do is, you know, I really can't answer these questions because I really didn't like the film. So what I'm going to go ahead and do and is probably conduct a survey here, just the average Joe on the street, and find out what they thought about Little Shop of Horrors, if it had too much sinking in it. All right. We'll just find out here. Yeah. All right. Let's find out about too much sinking in Little Shop of Horrors. Right. Did you think Little Shop of Horrors had too much? Brother, I would dial a wrong number. All right, let's just try something else here. Little Shop of Horrors. And in the meantime, could some of you call me up and tell me if you thought Little Shop of Horrors had too much sinking in it? All right, the average Joe on the streets. Here we go. Let's find out what we get here. Okay. Too much sinking. All right. Find out what the deal is here. Okay.
Acme Dock Control.
All right, sir. Excuse me. We were conducting a survey to see. Hello.
Yeah.
Guys, sounds familiar. We were doing a survey, and we want to know if you thought Little Shop of Horrors had too much sinking in it.
Uh-huh.
And your answer is.
What about the fish hatchery?
The what?
Fish hatchery.
Wait a minute. You're gonna have to talk clearer, sir. Who is this?
This is Bubba.
Bubba. How are you, Bubba?
Okay.
You gotta be kidding. This is the Bubba? What's up, buddy?
No, this is not T Bubba. This is the Bubba.
The Bubba Brady, huh?
Right.
All right. Well, Bubba, did you see Little Shop of Horrors? I mean, I'm sure you did, right?
Yeah, so
you...
I did pictures of it. Now,
all right.
Like a supreme Bob porno flink. I like to get a blowjob from one of those guys.
God. Bubba Brady, come on now. There was one of our callers called up and asked us, and we wanted to know if you thought Little Shop of Horrors had too much sinking in it.
Depending on what they're sinking in, maybe they're sinking in whisk. I don't know. I haven't seen the movies. I don't know what they're sinking in. Maybe they're sinking in a bunch of Dannon blueberry yogurt.
You haven't even seen the movie?
You
gotta be kidding. You haven't seen Little Shop of Horrors.
I've seen pictures of it in magazines.
All right, well.
I've never seen those things sinking in Dannon blueberry yogurt yet.
Well, Bubba, how are you, buddy?
Not much. Who am I speaking to here?
This is Paul Mack. Who do you think this is? Paul Mack!
Yeah. Soon gonna be live in our studio over here, hopefully, Paul.
Yeah, well, if the pay's right, I'll do anything.
All right.
So, yeah. Bubba.
You can go into my 17th century torture dungeon.
All right, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I bet you can't say that 5 times in a row real fast.
Okay, 17th, let's try that again. 17th century torture dungeon, 17th century torture dungeon, 17th century torture dungeon, 17th century torture dungeon, 17th century torture dungeon. How's that?
That's pretty good. What was that clicking noise?
I don't know. Just a bunch of malignant moles running around here. I don't know.
Maybe that was all those sardines I stuffed in my receiver the other night.
I don't know. You've got a bad connection or something there, buddy. So tell me.
Down here in Sunny Fountain Valley, California, in Orange County.
So, Bubba, what kind of a mask do you have on now?
Man, let me look in the mirror here.
All right.
That looks like half Shannon Scobie and half Scooby-Doo.
Do you have a Paul Mack mask, by the way?
Yeah.
Boy, that would be truly horrifying, let me tell you. So, basically, you're not going to answer. I don't know how I dial this number, but you don't know if Little Shop of Horrors has too much sinking in it, huh?
I'm sure it does.
All right, because one of our callers left that, and I can't speak for the film. I haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen it, but I didn't like it, you know.
You know what?
What's that?
maybe in Little Shop of Horrors they said there was so much sinking in it, maybe they were sinking in evil horde slime.
I don't know.
So?
I'm not sure. But Bubba, why don't you tell us all about your line you run out there while I'm on the line with you. I've got to get on and find out from the serious person that's seen the film if it has too much sinking. But plug your number real quick, Bubba.
It's 964-0774 if you guys are in the mood for some hot sexual pleasure over the telephone.
And that's in the 714 area code.
Right. You're in Bump Valley, so if you didn't get that, it's 964-0774.
Yeah.
For on-the-air pornography.
All right, Bubba.
Don't tell the cops because it's supposed to be private.
All right. So that's for the latest in lunacy, right, buddy?
Nah, not lunacy.
All right.
For sexual pleasure.
Sexual pleasure, right there. Okay.
Right. That's why when you called, I answered, hello, fish hatchery.
Okay, Bubba, my man.
Right.
I'll tell you, thank you very much. That's going to do it. And I guess since you don't know if it had a lot of sinking, I'll have to ask somebody else.
Hey, man.
All right.
Well, you know what, Paul?
What's that?
We have to just watch the movie together and see what they sink in.
That's right.
I still think it's evil horde slime.
Evil horde slime?
Or maybe some Dannon blueberry yogurt.
All right, listen, you amorphodite. That's enough from you.
Oh, come on.
That's enough from you.
What's enough?
This, just all that disgusting stuff you're not supposed to be saying. This is a family line, you know.
Oh, come on. Just when my long fellow has got to get attention like a sultan.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, thank you for your help. You haven't been any help, but remember...
Oh, come on. I've been a lot of help.
That's the Bubba Brady line in Orange County. Fountain Valley. And that's area code 714-964-0774. Right, Bubba?
Got it.
All right.
So call it, you guys, if you know it's good for you.
All right.
And for your lung balloon.
That's right. And if you know what's good for you, you won't call it anyway. Bubba, thank you very much.
All right.
It's been a pleasure. All right. And I do mean a pleasure, Bubba.
All right.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye. That fruitcake. Anyway, God, I'm sorry. We'll get on with this later. I will conduct a survey and find out if this film has enough sinking in it for you. In the meantime, let's get on with this.